Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
What else is going on in the world that you would like to talk about? What else is the hot piping tea? I mean, there's so much in New Jersey, but I feel like, why are we, you know, this is going to sound awful. I mean, I have Kim every week on my Patreon.
Yeah, you guys cover
it. I mean, I'm trying not to, the Jersey's over for the season, guys. Like, Kim is going to be telling us every week things that she knows in the real world. I find out things in the real world, but like, have a whole year, guys, until New Jersey. Like, let's just, you know, like, I'm just even looking online now. It's all fucking Jersey. Oh, you know what I did want to talk about, which I forgot to tell you, is I predicted this before. The summer house couple that I will keep my money on is Carl and Lindsay. And I don't mean like it together. I mean like Craig and Paige, even Kyle and Amanda. I think Carl and Lindsay are the ones that are going to go the distance. I said this before.
Wow.
And they are now, they live in the same building. They're now moving in together. And apparently they're already talking about marriage.
Wow. Really?
This is, I'm telling you, they okay. were friends. And Carl got sober. And just, I feel that this is, she's not going to leave him. And he seems smitten. Like, I think they're really just like, holy shit, I found my best friend. I really do.
Look super happy together, I will say. They look very, you know, just really connected.
She was
connected
with him through his brother's death, yeah, and through him getting sober as a friend. I mean, if that doesn't build a strong bond of seeing someone at their darkest, I mean, she's acted a fool in front of him. Like, I just think they are really to the core, just they've exposed themselves. And I really think it's going to work.
Okay.
I do. I'm just reading to see like what they're very, apparently Carl just said, we're very serious and loving, very happy. We're moving in together. We've been trying to do that for a bit. We're getting a whole new place. We're excited to start out. No, they're getting another place together and they're not moving into each one's place. Living together is a big step. We've been doing that to do. Lindsay said we had a good sort of baby steps. You'll get to see that on season 7. Yeah, they're going to start filming Summer House like soon. Like, I'm out here in the Hamptons. They're going to be out here in like probably within the next 60 to 70 days. They have a really solid fun. This is, you guys, this is the one. Regarding future children, they weren't completely on the same page. Carl used to tell me all the time that he wanted 5 kids.
Oh my God.
I was like, then you have one, you're like, okay, I'm good with that. Lindsay's preference is 2 or 3. Okay, Carl wants 5. The Summer House cast isn't overly excited. During the season 6, Paige could be right. Yes, people have been coming for Paige lately.
Why is that, by the way? What did she do that like has the internet all ablaze?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have not watched the Summer House reunion yet. It's on the list. It's on the list. So I'm going to take a pass on that one politely.
Okay.
But we're going to circle back. What about this whole thing out there from Sheree Zampino? Guys, we have 10. We have 10 Beverly Hills housewives. From Sheree Zampino, where she said the rumor is that she left. She's the new friend of best friends with Garcelle Bouvet, that she left Lisa Rinna's house because she saw a big rat.
Oh, I saw this. Wait a minute. Okay. Can I just say, you know, we've all seen Harry and Lisa's house, right? Which, I mean, they've owned in Beverly Hills for like how many years? 25 years. I mean, the kids were raised there. They've owned it a long time. They bought it back in the day when that house was probably less than $1 million. Okay. I actually believe this is probably true. And it's a little up there on a hill. It's in the Hollywood Hills. It is in Beverly Hills. I mean, I think there's a rat
Lisa
there.
Lisa Rinna is not at all pleased with this.
But do you think it's true? I actually think this one could be true. Do you think there's truth to it?
I mean,
I do.
Sheree, like, where are you, Sheree Zampino, ex-wife of Will Smith? Like, can't you come out and say something? Like, is it true or not? Like, she hasn't said anything. She's not the one that started this. Like, she hasn't really spoken on it. So I would like to hear really what she has to say. But Rinna is like, give me a fucking break. It's not true. Oh, and did we talk? I don't think we talked last time about, like, you know, the whole world is really just not happy with Sutton. After a hero weekend year of Sutton, people are not happy that Sutton is like, well, some people are happy, but that they don't like that Sutton was like, you know, these are my standards. And I mean, a lot of people are like, go, you know, you go. I understand. Like, she's just like, my standards are like, I have, where Sutton said she has money. And so she's looking for, like, you know, a quality person, but Erica would only date someone with money. And then Lisa Rinna has chimed in. I don't know if you saw this.
Yes,
of course, this is all happening.
Yes.
Where she's like, honey, who are you kidding? All your money is from your divorce from your husband. And Sutton's like, yeah, I was married to him like since high school. Like, it's a little different. Is it different?
Is it different? It's different in the sense, I don't know Sutton's background or the ex-husband's, but I'm going to assume, I don't know, did they have money? Or were they probably were from middle class families. So maybe they had like a little bit of money, but they probably didn't have the money that they have now.
It's a lot of money. Apparently.
Here's my whole thing. Everybody on that cast of fucking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, do you think any of them are going to marry your average Joe accountant who probably makes good money? None of them are. They're all going to marry for money. If Kyle and Mauricio ended their marriage, she's dating a billionaire. She is not dating a guy that works at an office. I'm sorry. None of them are. So Sutton's full of shit there. But I actually do agree with Sutton that it is a little bit different. You know, when Erica met Tom, Tom was, you know, legit, you know.
Older gentleman.
He was an older guy who was making really good money. By the way, Tom got a $330 million settlement for Aaron Brockovich, but that included like 100+ victims. So Tom did not get, I don't believe Tom got $100 million from that. He got a lot less. He got millions, but he did not get $100 million. But anyway, I understand. I think Sutton's right and Sutton's wrong. And I do think if you're with somebody from the very beginning, you guys got married when you were 22, that you built this fortune together. I mean, Sutton deserves half. Erica, there's no half. I mean, like, Erica's ending up paying, you know? I mean, there is no half to get. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. But,
there is no half. Is it like a slow week in the gossip? I don't really see much else that is keeping me up at night. Anything else keeping you up?
No, I mean, there's really no like
big... We've had slow weeks before. I mean, does anyone want to talk about Jersey? Like, okay, Teresa's mad and she's not really speaking to Melissa. Melissa's not speaking to her. And filming, just so you know, this is now going to come out 4 days. This is going to come out Thursday after the 23rd. New Jersey filming has started. The 23rd, this past Monday, New Jersey filming has started. So New Jersey new season is filming. I'm watching and listening to everything. And I'm looking out for some moles because, you know, people tell me stuff and I really need to be careful because I've realized that the past one or two stories, some things are not reliable. And I'm starting to think there's a mole. I'm starting to think someone, don't try to outsmart me. I'm starting to think someone is telling me certain things so that I will tell all these listeners and that it's wrong. And I think they're trying. This is how sick my mind works when watching these shows. I think they're waiting to see if they could trust me with certain information because they're telling me one or two things and I'm like, it's a very reliable source. Very.
Oh, God, you got me intrigued.
And I'm like, but I don't think that's true. I don't. Now, if I put this out there and it becomes a thing, like, it's kind of, it's so, like, imagine if I told you something, like, Nene is coming back to Bravo, to Atlanta. And you're like, David is such a reliable source. And I'm like, listen, I had dinner with Nene, whatever. And I told this to you and you now, the next thing I know, it's out there that Nene's coming back to Bravo and I made it up and I told no one in the world except for you, you fucking put it out. And then I can listen to your fucking podcast and see that you put it out there. And I'm like, that was a trap, bitch. Cause I made that up and now it's a thing all because you didn't keep your mouth shut.
Okay, wait a minute.
And
wait.
I told you Sarah's like,
Wait a minute. Okay, you are, I mean, I got so many guesses as to who this is, but wait a minute.
And I thought we were going to wrap things. It's not who you know. Everyone's like, your friend Margaret. No, it's not. It's not Kim G. No, this is, I have a lot of sources in the New Jersey camp. So someone told me
something. The question is, are you considering putting this out? Or you in your gut, you're saying this is a test and I'm going to not put this out.
Someone told me something. And it's a very reliable source. So imagine if like you were the executive producer of all of New Jersey and you were my best friend. It is a source that is so
inner circle. I'm not saying this is the person, but I'm just saying this is like Teresa Giudice calling you, David, I love you. Haven't seen you in so long. By the way, Louis and I are getting married this weekend. You know, something so good.
That it's someone so reliable and they told me something and I'm like, it's not that it is not true. It's that I don't think it's true. And so if this gets out there it's going to clearly be because of me, because if it's so false and it's not like, look, if something's true, then a lot of people are talking, right? Like if Teresa's getting married this weekend, I don't know, her florist could have leaked it. Gia could have leaked it. You know, Melania could have been in an Uber and someone could have, it's like, if it's true, it doesn't matter if you told me because 1,000 other people know because it's a true thing. But if you tell me a total lie, and this lie is now out there, it's such a lie. It's only, the only people that know are your crazy head and me. It's clear that I told some people this, and now I'm caught for not being trustworthy. So I think, I could be wrong, that a reliable source of mine told me something that is not true, waiting to see if I can be trusted. I do. I think
so.
I have a source that I've had forever that I think now is starting to say, can we trust you still? That's what I think. So how's that for a mind fuck, everyone? And here I am telling you, I don't think we have anything left to talk about. It's I've thought this for about 2 weeks now. It's just something. And I don't want to, we're not even going to get it. Like I gotta monitor, guys. I got to monitor, because when I tell these lovely people something, it just doesn't mean it's going to come true. Lots of things change from day one to from hour one, but at least when I say it, it's true at the moment.
Okay, but what do you think? How long is this test lasting? You know what I mean? This person gave you this juicy nugget 2 weeks ago.
Obviously, I don't know.
I have no idea who it is or what it's about, right? Your gut is telling you don't put it out there. Don't speak to anybody about it. So then what happens? Like, I mean, does this person, I don't know. That's a mindfuck.
I don't know. At least they're like, okay, he kept his mouth shut. Because it wasn't, it was something where it was like, they didn't say you can't tell anyone, but it was just implied, like, this is confidential, like we always are. And it's just something that I'm like, I think so. I think that it's like a double, this is very meta, but I think someone in the inner circle is starting to question whether they could trust me with things.
Okay, well, everybody leave in the comments who they think it is. This is juicy. Juicy.
And I'm just like, listen, I'm not saying that sometimes you can't have me fall flat on my face, because it's happened where it's like you think you're being sneaky and you're caught out. But like, I'm a lawyer. So just like maybe my years of law have made me paranoid, but I don't know. I get a weird feeling on something.
No, go with your gut always.
And I'm like, it's just a strange thing. And I don't think it's true. And if I put this out there and it gets out and becomes a thing, there's no question where it came from, because you fucking made this up. And I am not going to fall prey to your fucking crap. There you go. So let's see. Okay. Sorry to be vague and talk about this with everyone, but let's just see. By the way, what is with, like, Sheena had a live podcast in New York. Mercedes had a live podcast in New York. Lala just did her tour. Oh. Now Reasonably Shady. Everyone is doing this live podcast talk again.
Podcasts are hot and people want to be back out. That's why. People want out. They want to be out. They want to be seen. They want to be seen. So people are going back out on tour, on the road.
Look, more power to everyone. It has to be done right. If anyone saw any of those, I was invited to many of those. It's just, you know, it's hard to be places, you know, when you got a lot going on. But if anyone saw any of that, Lala, Reasonably Shady, Sheena was in New York for a night. Mercedes, who I know well, was in New York. I was supposed to follow up. I never did. I just didn't go. Like, were any of these good? And there's no shade. Were any of them good? I just really want to know. That's all. No shade. I hope they were all great and made lots of money. I'm just curious.
All right.
I don't know. I think that's kind of it for
that this is week. David, I have to love you and leave you. I mean, you know, I love our shows.
I have to love you and leave you. Still waiting for when you're coming to the Hamptons. It's schedule's filling up over here.
I know it is.
In residence. And I'm trying to do this thing where I post one thing a day, like where I am, just to, you know, give
people are curious. Out. They want to know more about your life. I love it.
Well, guess what, honey?
It's total this behind work. The velvet. 20...
This is an interview show. It is not about David Yontef. I am nobody. I am a mere cog in the wheel to tell you all about other things.
Oh my God, stop.
You can follow me behind the velvet rope podcast anywhere podcasts are found, or just Behind the Velvet Rope on Instagram? And where can we find you?
At The Sarah Fraser Show, TikTok, Instagram. That's the podcast. David, I love you. You're a wonderful friend. You're an amazing human being. People need to know that about you. You've helped me tremendously in my business and everything. So I love you. Thank you.
And remember, if everyone's going to hang up and now go on to other things, and just, you know what, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, ladies, if you want to enjoy yourself a little more, Dame Vibrators, look in the show notes, because Dame is here to help all of you. You know that, Sarah.
I know how it is, David. You got to have, and you got a multiple vibrator. So even if you have one, buy another one from David's coach, Dame.
They have the Eva. It's for couples. They have the palm. What do you think that is? You just hold it in the palm of your hand.
Palm of your hand, baby.
They have others too. So, all right. Love you all.
Love you.
Talk soon.
Bye, David.
Bye.